This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason, recording this morning from the Farm Progress Show site in Decatur, Illinois, for the media tour. One quick note, this afternoon, Farm Progress Show at 1 o'clock released the fact that they will not be doing grain or combining demonstrations. Nor, because they won't have any fields ready, will they be doing field demonstrations. They do expect an enormous crowd here, and they will set up so that those machines can run or at least be seen outside of the show site. Farm Progress Show, of course, is next week. One of the reasons that this is happening, or the biggest reason it is happening, is that the weather caused the planting to be delayed, and then it was cool, and it has not matured as quickly as possible, despite the fact that they planted hybrids here in the state of Illinois that should be harvested in Wisconsin. Drew Lerner is on the phone line to talk maybe about some of the heat that will help finish this crop off and whether or not we'll get rainfall. Drew, thanks for joining us. So what do you see at this time?
Well, we do have a ridge of high pressure that will be building into the Midwest here this weekend and continuing on into the first part of next week. In fact, most of next week. And the ridge is expected to do as you would expect. It will heat things up a little bit and dry us down. And that's exactly what we do need across many areas in the Midwest. The concern, of course, is the drying down part isn't exactly what we want in some areas. We are certainly drying out in parts of Illinois, portions of Iowa, Missouri, even the Dakotas and Minnesota, quite a bit of dryness across many of these areas. Now, we do have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to occur as a cool front cuts through these areas here tonight into tomorrow. But the amount of rain that's going to fall in most of these areas is not going to be significant enough to make any difference on these moisture profiles. We will get temperatures to cool off just a tad little bit, so we'll have a little interruption in the warming trend. But like I said, it'll be this weekend through most of next week that we'll likely see the greatest amount of ridge building and heat and dryness evolving. Most of the temperatures in the Midwest at that time will probably be running in the 80s and lower 90s, with the exception of the southwestern Corn Belt and some of those areas in Nebraska and parts of western Iowa down into Missouri and Kansas. Will probably see temperatures working their way into the middle 90s at some point next week, and that will help to accelerate crop development. But like I said, it's going to be kind of one of those dual-edged sword things where we're probably going to hurt some of the crop that doesn't have much moisture in the ground at the same time trying to accelerate its development.
That is for corn. Labor Day weekend has always been, in the last few years, really important. Rainfall coming up maybe from the Gulf of Mexico for the soybean crop. Do you see any developments there that might break the ridge and bring some rainfall?
At this point, I don't see a lot. I do see a cool front that's going to come down from Canada that will offer at least a little bit of a break in the temperatures and a chance for some rain. The Gulf of Mexico, though, doesn't look like it opens up very well during that period of time, so we may not see a large increase in precipitation, but we will get a little bit of cooling to occur, and there's got to be at least some scattering of showers and thunderstorms during that period of time. I just can't get too excited about a big soaking for anybody in particular. Now, if we get a tropical system to develop during that week, then maybe we'll have a little different solution, but I think for right now, it doesn't look all that great.
Thanks much, Drew.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.